Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did the House work on this week?
This week, the House focused on ways to protect our seniors from bad laws. To do that, we passed four bills with bipartisan support. The first is a bill that would repeal the Independent Payment Advisory Board, or IPAB, created by the President's health care law. IPAB is a group of 15 unelected bureaucrats nominated by the President, confirmed by the Senate, can't have a majority of doctors, and they're each paid $165,300 a year to serve six-year terms. IPAB was designed to reduce the per capita rate of growth in Medicare spending. The board's proposals will be implemented by the Secretary of Health and Human Services unless Congress acts, either by formulating its own proposal to achieve the same savings and cuts from Medicare, or by discontinuing the automatic implementation process defined in the statute. Proposals from the board would be specially privileged in Congress, and under the President's health care law, Congress would have to consider any of its proposals under special rules. Supporters of the board claim that because the act prohibits IPAB from changing Medicare eligibility requirements, from cutting Medicare benefits, and from increasing premiums or copayments on beneficiaries, that its recommendations will not harm seniors. However, one of the only places left to cut with these restrictions are provider payments. Medicare already reimburses below the cost of providing services, and we're already seeing doctors refuse to take new Medicare patients or Medicare patients at all because they cannot afford to absorb the losses. We already see this with Medicaid. Lawmakers have known for decades that unless they do something, Medicare will go bankrupt. Every day, 10,000 Americans retire and become eligible for Medicare. The program's trustees currently estimate that in about 15 years, cuts will automatically go into effect as the trust funds will no longer have enough money to meet short-term deficits. Earlier this year, Congress did its part to keep seniors with the doctors they like when we passed a repeal of the SGR, the Sustainable Growth Rate. Our bill, now signed into law by President Obama, gives certainty and stability to health care providers and peace of mind to seniors. That was a bipartisan effort, and so is repealing the IPAB. In 2010, just before the law passed, 72 Democrat members of Congress wrote a letter to then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi opposing IPAB. Later, 14 Democrats voted to repeal it. Liberal Democrats like Pete Stark and my friend Frank Pallone oppose IPAB. Former Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Allison Schwartz also opposed IPAB. This week, a number of Democrats also voted for repeal.
What were the other three bills?
The other three bills were even more bipartisan than IPAB repeal. The House also voted to repeal the medical advice tax enacted by the President's health care law. Repealing this 2.3% tax on gross revenue is supported by leaders on both sides of the aisle, including Ted Cruz and Elizabeth Warren. It is just common sense that, as Ronald Reagan put it, when you tax something, you get less of it. Taxing medical devices will only hurt the American medical device industry and drive up costs for those who rely on equipment like pacemakers or insulin pumps. Another bill, one which I sponsored, came to the floor this week to lengthen the comment period for any changes to Medicare Advantage plan payment rates. Our bill will ensure that the annual comment period lasts at least 30 days and lasts at least 45 days following any methodological changes by the Secretary. This will give the 15 million seniors on Medicare Advantage and their doctors more time to make smarter health choices.
What did the Health Subcommittee work on this week?
The Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee, which I chair, conducted a hearing this week on legislation to reform our mental health system. My friend, Pennsylvania Congressman Tim Murphy, introduced comprehensive mental health care reform legislation based on his decades of experience working as a psychologist. We heard from former Democratic Congressman Patrick Kennedy, who suffers from bipolar disorder, and supports this bill because it would make many services available to those suffering from serious mental disorders. More than 11 million Americans suffer from a severe mental illness. It's sad to say, but many are going without treatment, and often families struggle to find appropriate care for their loved ones. The subcommittee intends to mark up this bill in July and then report it to the full committee.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I want to congratulate Martha Bobin of McCaskey High School, who has just received the McCaskey's Faculty's Hall of Honor Award, which is given to outstanding students. What's particularly special about this is that in 1983, Martha's mother, Barbara, also received this award. This is the first time that a mother and daughter have both won the Hall of Honor Award. So, congratulations to Martha and to the whole Bobin family.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.